بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، respected elders, loved brothers, it is indeed the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed us with a deen. If we look after it and we stay within its confines and you stay within the boundaries of deen, you will live a life of peace and contentment. And if you look at the life of any person on the outside of that boundary, you will find a person undergoing such difficulties, which to us, sometimes somebody talks to you about something that is going on in his life, and to you it looks like it's something that is so insignificant. But Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is in control of the heart and the mind and the feelings of men, Allah Ta'ala adjusts those things according to the actions of the person. If your actions are in accordance with that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzat will give you a life which is simple and straightforward. That person who will have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, Allah Rabbul Izzat will remove from him any other fear. There are so many different crimes that happen in the country, in our towns, in our streets. There are so many different crimes that happen at so many different hours of the day. So many different statistics of crime. And yet, amongst the community, you will find people who are living in a condition that they have no fear. Isn't it? You find, if you look around, you will find such people who live in a way that they are not afraid. Life carries on. No matter what happens, life carries on. And Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned that person who will take the fear of Allah out of his heart, Allah Ta'ala will fill his heart with 1,000 fears. He will go past somebody's house, he have every different imaginable security device in place. We know of an instance. Does the person have security guards outside? He have guards inside, he have the safe inside the house, he have a big wall. Even the guy that do the pole wall jumping, he will not jump, that wall is so high. On top of it, they got the electric fence, there is cameras, there is alarm, there is a backup server. And yet they went inside and they took the safe out of there. So beloved brothers, the moment there is the fear of Allah in the heart, Allah Ta'ala will remove every other fear from your system. And the moment the fear of Allah is taken out of your heart, Allah Ta'ala will fill your heart with 1,000 worries and fears. Today what we want to discuss about, inshallah, in a few minutes, is something that has been spoken about a number of times, and it is something that we will have to discuss again and again until the reality of it comes into mind, in the heart, and we start doing something about it. What I would like to discuss about is the acquiring of the knowledge of deen. Acquiring of the knowledge of deen. The importance of it and what status it holds in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we read the ahadith of was pertaining to the coming of Qiyamah, the ahadith wherein it is mentioned, the sections of hadith wherein it is mentioned about the signs of Qiyamah, of many of those ahadith, on many different books of hadith, the very first thing that is mentioned in all those ahadith is, يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمِ, knowledge will be taken away. يُنْقَصُ الْعِلْمِ, knowledge will become less and less. The first thing that will happen towards the step of Qiyamah before the stages of Qiyamah that you set into place, is that the knowledge of deen will be taken away from the face of the earth. One hadith that I was reading earlier on, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioning to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it will go to such a stage where two people will sit in heaven argument with regards to the fara'id of deen. Those things which are compulsory about salat or about hajj or about zakat or something like that. And they will come to a point where they will not have an answer between the two of them of what is fard and what isn't. And the situation will be such that there will be nobody that they will be able to go and ask to resolve the issue between them. Whereby a person, two people will sit and discuss about salat, and one person might not even know if ruku is fard or it is not fard, whether qiyam is fard or it is not fard. That is where we are heading to. That is where the ummah is going to go to. This is where the steps are going to carry on until the approach of qiyam. Remember in hadith it is mentioned that la taqumu as-sa'ah, qiyamah will not come illa ala shirarin nas, excepting on the worst of people that will be on the face of the earth. So beloved brothers, Allah Rabbul Izzat in His knowledge have the time of its appointed coming. Allah knows when will Imam Mahdi come and when will this happen and all the big things will happen. But beloved brothers, before all of that, there is something that is going to happen, and that is the removal of knowledge from the face of the earth. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu narrates, he says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم had said, إن الله لا يقبض العلم انتزاعا. Allah will not take away knowledge by snatching it away. ينتزعه من الناس. Allah will not take it away, snatching away from the people. It's not that tonight you're going to sleep and tomorrow you're going to get up and the pages of the Holy Quran will be blank. It's not going to happen like that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioning about something to do with the going away of knowledge before the time of Qiyamah. So a sahabi by the name of Ziyad ibn Labid, he says that, I mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, oh Nabi of Allah, how is it such that knowledge will be taken away or people will not know about it? Because according to what I see around, it is not possible. Because we learn the Quran, Sahaba radiallahu anhum was saying, we learn the Quran, we teach it to our children, they will teach it to their children, and the system will carry on. Now brothers, that system is actually changing now. There are those from amongst the parents who did learn to read the Quran and had forgotten about it. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, one of the destructions of knowledge is when people will forget about it. There are so many of us who have learned so many surahs when we were young, and today you don't remember all of them, isn't it? There are so many people who when they were young, their parents sent them to become hafiz of Quran. How many people had learned 10, 15 juz of the Holy Quran and they have forgotten it now? So one of the first points of destruction of knowledge is when people will forget what they have learned, number one. So for what we need to do as something which is imperative and necessary, go back, think back what you had learned, make sure that you refresh on it. Make sure that you refresh on it. It is mentioned in one of the narrations that a person, one of the severest of punishments on the day of Qiyamah was seen, whereby a person's head was being crushed by a rock. A person's head was being crushed by a rock. When the question was posed, why is he receiving that punishment? It was mentioned that he had memorized the Holy Quran and then he had forgotten it. Right? That is how severe it is in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzah. So whatever we had learned over whatever time, make sure that we know what we learned. And if you had forgotten it, then make sure you go back and learn it again. Whether you are 50, 60, 80, whatever the age might be, but make sure you, by the day your eyes close, what you had learned from when you were a youngster, you know every part of it the day you die. Right, that is number one. Number two that is happening is we find that there are many people who are looking for alternatives to going to send the children to learn. Send the child to learn one Sunday in the week. On a Sunday, if you must open a business once a week on the Sunday, will you ever survive? If you must do something once a week, just once a week, you do something, whatever it is, for an hour. Will that, whatever it is, will it survive? If you are married and you go visit your wife once a week on a 1 hour on a Sunday, it will work. If you are parent of the child and you see your child 1 hour a week, will it make a difference? Ask those parents who are divorced and the children are living with the mother and the father gets to see them 1 hour a week. Can you have an impact on that child's life? Can you learn the Holy Quran in 1 hour in a week? No. From the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, it is for the parents to teach the children. Unfortunately, because every parent did not learn and he is not able to fulfill his responsibility, the ulama have set up a situation whereby there are certain ulama who will spend the day, every day, a certain amount of time to teach the children. Right? So let us see that every child is educated as far as his Quran and his deen is concerned. Club brothers, everybody is worried about rizq, about his sustenance. Allah Rabbul Izzat has written the sustenance of the child when the child was in the womb of the mother. Before 4 months, before the first, what do they call it, trimester of the pregnancy had gone by, by that time Allah Rabbul Izzat has written the sustenance of that child. So if you think that I will not teach my child deen, I will rather give them extra education as so that he can become something when he is grown up. How many a child that we know of had gone through extra tuition, extra this, extra that, and they didn't even manage to pass matric with flying colors. They never got entrance into the university. How many times did it happen? And what had happened? By that time the child had already become rebellious. So what happened, the opportunity that there was there to teach the child some Quran, the parent destroyed it. And today the child is rebellious, he will not learn. So what happened? He ended up with just a simple, ordinary job somewhere. So beloved brothers, start from the beginning. Get the children to learn every different aspect of deen, is whatever we can afford to teach them, whatever we can afford to have them learn, let them learn. So that tomorrow when they grow up, they are on a better stance than what we are. And the second thing, I don't think I have that much of time, but beloved brothers, the second thing, like I've mentioned, the first for the adults is to see that whatever you learn throughout your entire life as far as deen is concerned, the day your eyes close, you must know every bit of it. Right? And the second thing is, learning doesn't stop. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, it is narrated by Anas radiallahu anhu, and the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, that verily Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, man humani la yashba'an. There are two greeds on the face of the earth that never gets fulfilled. There are two greeds, hips. Greed is a desire, a burning desire. There are two of them that never gets fulfilled on the face of the earth. The first is manhumun fil ilm, that person who has the greed for knowledge, la yashba'u minhu, he will, that greed of his will never come to an end. He will always want to learn more, and he want to learn more, and he will want to acquire more. In our effort of acquiring, there is one thing I want to bring to the attention of everybody. Yesterday, last night, I was sitting and doing some, checking up some things on the internet. I was doing, remember we spoke long time ago about the three things which Dajjal had inquired when Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu met him. Everybody remember that? Come now, I can't give the same talk again and again. Remember I told you of three things that Tamim Dari radiallahu, when Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu was introduced to Dajjal, he asked him three questions. Must I ask now what is the three? What must I do? Can I leave it like that? Everybody remember there were three things. you don't remember, then I rather finish my talk now and carry on. Anyone can remember three things that Dajjal asked about?
Has the
messenger
come?
Right, that was the one of it. The first one that he asked was about Buhayra Tabriya. It is a small sea that is in the middle of the land. If you look on the map, where Israel and Palestine and that is, in that area there is one small a type of a lake which is termed as a small sea. Right, it is called the Sea of Galileo, something like that. I don't know how you pronounce it in English. The other one was, as far as a specific garden is concerned, it is still giving fruit, and one spring is there still water coming from there, and other people still using it for irrigation of their land. So I thought about this, and I thought, let me go through it and see what is the situation. I think I spoke about it 3 or 4 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Right. At that time I mentioned what is the level of the water, what does it look like, how big it is. I think I even gave the measurements of the thing. So I just went back to go and do some research and see how far is it now and what has changed. Right. In doing this, there is many different write-ups of different Muslim sites. I'm not going to give you that information now. What I want to speak about is that there are so many different people who put up their own blogs as far as deen is concerned. And the thing that I have found at that time was the fear I would find in myself of other people doing research on the internet with regards to deen. Every person have his own comment with regards to his own idea of what is to happen about Imam Mahdi. Then there are different people who are making short video clips which they decide this is who Imam Mahdi is or this is who Dajjal is. To an extent where they say that Dajjal is not somebody who is still coming, he is living amongst us. And it is the Jews who are Imam Ya'juj and Ma'juj and this one and that one and that one. They give their own opinions as far as Quran and Hadith is concerned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, "Man qala fil Qur'an bi ra'yihi." Whoever gives a statement as far as the Holy Quran is concerned, out of his own idea and thought, فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقَعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. He should prepare his place, he should understand that he has prepared his seating place in the fire of Jahannam. In another riwayat it is mentioned, مَنْ قَالَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. That person who will make a statement as far as Qur'an is concerned without the knowledge of it, فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقَعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. He should remember that he is preparing his seating place in the fire of Jahannam. He is reserved his seat. So beloved brothers, Allah Rabbul Izzat has made it such that from long ago, people started writing down as far as deen is concerned. Get what you need to learn, which aspect of deen you want to learn at the time. Go to one of the ulama, ask them, is this right for me? And then sit down, read over it, and ask questions with regards to it, so that you can educate yourself. That person who will take it upon himself to educate himself, without the guidance of any learned person, he has made shaitan his teacher. Right. So save yourself from that and save yourself from total ignorance. So that by the day, I was mentioning it to somebody some days ago. We were sitting down and talking and we said that imagine what is the state of the heart of the person. What will the state of the heart of a person be when the happening of Qiyamah starts? Or when your death is starting to take place. When in front of your eyes, whatever parda, whatever veil Allah Rabbul Izzat has put there, so that you cannot see the malaika and everything, when that is removed, and now you see the angels coming to take your soul. Imagine what a scary sight that must be. If you've looked at many a person who had passed away, and you look at the expression of the face of the person, or you look at the way the hands were held together, or you look at the stiffness of the joints, imagine what a scary sight that must be when you see the malaika approaching to come and take your soul out of your body, something which you have never seen before. Right? Now, this is scary for somebody who knows that the malaika will come. They will come to fetch me. We done all of those ahadith in detail. What will happen at the time of death? How will your soul be taken out? Where will they start? Who will set where? I have explained everything of that already. Now imagine how scary will it be for that person who never knew this type of thing is going to happen. Here suddenly you see all this stuff happening to you. What must happen to the heart of that man at that time? So beloved brothers, undoubtedly it is better to know than not to know. Not knowing the law makes absolutely no difference to the consequences after that. Not knowing what is going to happen is not going to change anything in the future. So let us rather spend our time, equip ourselves, know what is going on. Many times we find people making different statements, such statements which is displeasing to Allah Rabbul Izzah. We won't say it is statements of kufr or whatever, it doesn't matter. But statements which are displeasing to Allah Rabbul Izzah. And we carry on with life. We don't know what is going on. So let us rather take our time, inshallah, spend some time, make that effort. There is classes taking place. And there is space for much more to happen. It is mentioned that a time will come whereby the masajiduhum umara, the masjid will be built all over the show. Beautiful structures. وَهِيَ خَرَابٌ مِّنَ الْهُدَىٰ. But it will be empty and there will be no guidance in it. When will there be no guidance? When there is no one to teach in there. And there will be no one to teach in there when there is no one to learn in there. That is how it works. It has a change reaction. Allah be with you.